Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Dromney. Those are the Twitter handles. Twitter sucks, though, so don't do
it. I haven't tweeted in like 2 weeks, but yeah, that's my handle.
Good for you, bud. Yeah, so I might just make a decision. I might just stop sharing them because I don't tweet.
I'm not really on there anymore.
I don't tweet other than to like post these podcasts. So
I mean, we know you probably blue sky. What's a tweet on blue sky? Do you sky one? Do you blue one things?
Wait, that's where we got that Nazi comment a couple weeks ago.
I know.
It was on blue sky.
It was. Yeah.
Hey, are you talking about cigarettes and all that New Jersey talk and no Bruce Springsteen?
And no Bruce.
I'm never coming back.
That was so fucking funny.
This guy gets it. For 90 minutes. You literally listened the whole time. If you started at cigarettes and ended in New Jersey talk, you listened the whole time.
Yep.
I know you're back. I know you're back, bro.
Also, we did mention Bruce. We just mentioned the fact that he doesn't matter.
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
Yep. It was so good. Okay. Let's see. What you should do is join our Discord, because that's the good thing. That's fun and entertaining, and that's where we're actually having conversations with people and all that good stuff and sharing information. For real, it has sort of replaced Twitter for a lot of people in our circle. So join our circle. Fuck it. Like, we're cool. I mean, you hear us. We're
cool.
We're cool, guys.
We're hip.
Yeah.
Are you gonna drop another? I thought you were gonna drop another 6-7 there, King. So you know how cool we were.
Yeah. No, we were doing totally up to date Austin Powers references. Yeah. That's what we were doing. Yeah.
Yep. 1997 humor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly that. Oh man, we're cool. Fuck God, if we could just be less.
We're so
cool.
In touch. We're honestly. So in touch.
I mean, you're dropping mid-90s fucking references, and I'm opening cards from the mid to late 80s, early 90s. I mean,
listen, man,
we found our niche, I believe, is
Valhalla,
old.
Man. Valhalla. Yeah.
Yep. Follow me to Valhalla. boy. Okay. On that note, Ski does a card opening and gambling podcast every Tuesday, and we do, the three of us, a sports podcast on Thursday. You can watch both of those on twitch.tv/TSBpod live. And if you miss them, I post them on YouTube. So
that's young and hip, YouTube.
Many ways to watch us and listen to us in addition to the podcast. We're not ready to do video for this one yet. Frankly, I like the chill atmosphere, the chill vibes of our movie podcast
on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm not
sleepy.
I'm not
a sleepy Sunday.
Cause it's easy.
Easy like a Sunday morning. See, exactly, man. We're all on the same page. We're all in our PJs, just sitting around like
my Colts have probably won another football game. You know, I'm kind of doing all right.
Yeah. Niners just lost another starter to injury. Yeah. You know.
The Bills are going to beat the Chiefs in a couple hours again, the regular season mm-hmm. again. Wank, wank.
Every year, yep. Every just year, rinse yep. and repeat, yep. So we're just not ready for that yet. Maybe we'll start like a Patreon and you guys can pay us for the right, and then maybe that'll convince us. But
Does the pay in Patreon stand for pay?
Patreon. Okay. Patreon. I think it stands for Pat Kilkenny is what founder Patreon. Of it.
The Kilkenny Grotto.
Yeah.
A lot of references we're dropping right now that some people.
Patrice wasn't the founder of Patreon.
Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice yeah. O'Neill.
Is it yeah. dead for 10 years?
That would be awesome.
His estate. He had an early idea.
Right. Yep.
I truly would love that. That would be
it. Was, it was 50 with vitamin water and Patrice O'Neill with Patreon. Yeah. That's.
Sold it to plausible. The corporation, cashed out. Yep. It is plausible. Like that could be like a.
I can't dispute what you're saying because I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wrecked.
Let's see. Let's get to the movie. The movie this week is our listener movie, and it was suggested to us by CTE Benoit in our Discord. So again, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us your movie suggestions in there when it's your turn. List ideas for the sports podcast, all that good stuff. So Again, I mentioned it in the sports podcast on Thursday, but we are a democracy, this podcast, and so we want you guys to pick the movie. We also want you guys to vote and, you know, pick the movie that way. So we get suggestions in our Discord.
Get out the vote.
I make a poll question.
Vote or die.
And then you guys vote on it.
Like
and
Diddy said.
This week we had a tie. It was Angels in the Outfield and it was Weapons. And so what did I do? I go to the guy who's funding this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's big, big money. You know what I mean? Big
Tony Danza?
Big dog food. Big dog food.
Oh,
made the pick. Big dog food was the tie-breaking vote for the movie this week. And so I reached out to thinkjinx.com, our boy, and he gave the deciding vote for Weapons. It was almost Angels in the Outfield. So big
I like big, that, yeah.
Big dog food. We are suckers for it.
We are. I am. So, I appreciate it. Yeah.
So our movie this week is Weapons. It is currently on HBO Max, and it was released this year, 2025. Has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.5 on IMDb, and an 81 on Metacritic. It stars Julia Garner as Justine. Gary,
you
Christoph-
may, by the way.
Yeah.
You may know her from her other job. Is that the same woman? Same Garner?
Marty Bird from Ozark?
Sorry, go ahead. Proceed.
Okay, who are you talking about?
I forgot. Jennifer Garner.
It's a different Garner.
Yeah, it's a different Garner. Yeah. I knew that as I was saying it.
She's Marty Bird. Fucking Bird.
I don't know
shit about fuck.
I don't care what she's in. Every time I heard her talk, I was just assuming she was going to say, fuck you, Marty.
Yeah. Fuck you, Marty.
She's stuck.
The principal's name was Marcus, too. It was so easy. Fuck you, Marcus. I'm going to hang out with this kid if I want to.
Yeah, Benedict Wong with a character named Marcus.
You can't tell me shit about fuck. I actually have some background about that I'll get to, why he's named Marcus. Gary Christopher was the kid who played Alex. Nice name. Josh Brolin played Archer. Benedict Wong played Marcus. Austin Abrams, who kind of fucking killed it, played the homeless kid, James. Alden Ehrenreich played Paul. By the way, he's the guy who played Han Solo in the Solo movie that everybody
Is that a Star Trek? Sorry, is that a trekking through the stars?
Yeah, to infinity and beyond.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Just got to clear that up.
Amy Madigan played Gladys. Toby Huss played Captain Ed. Fucking, I love Toby Huss so much.
What a legendary just like character actor.
Legendary.
Just throw him into anything.
Yeah. He by the way, Artie the Strangest Man in the World. Does that ring any bells for anybody? That's fucking Toby Huss.
He was also the Wiz. Nobody beats him.
Nobody beats him.
Yeah. Nobody beats the Wiz.
June Diane Rayfield played Donna.
I was like, who is this like large bosomed woman running in there? And it wasn't till the second shot of her like in the house. I was like, oh, that's June Diane Rayfield. All right.
Yeah.
I did not see her at first.
Didn't recognize her at all. Yeah, totally. Totally. She and Paul Scheer like just had a kid. And so I would assume, because every time I've seen her before, she did not have that. So she was not rocking that. And so suddenly she was, and I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
If Paul Scheer comes to Olsen's Run, I'm going for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 I think almost anyone from the league I'd want to go see.
Oh, Mandzukas, like, come on, man. Ugh. Mandzukas doesn't do stand up, so he would never go. But like, if he came here doing like a improv tour or something, like, fuck, I would murder my firstborn to go see it. Maybe not. That
I mean,
much.
Even the guy that
didn't.
I'd probably take my firstborn.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's probably better.
Better solution.
Yeah. Okay.
Even the guy that lied about like 9/11, like being in the Twin Towers, I'd still even go see him too. Fucking ran Azizi.
He lied. No, remember he like lied about missing the plane or whatever.
Was it the plane or was he missing?
No,
called in sick
he was
for the tower.
He was basically telling Seth MacFarlane's story, where he was like hung over and missed the flight. Like Seth MacFarlane actually did that, and he was telling everybody that he did that. And then
Right,
he
so it was
came
a
out and was like,
plane, not the tower.
they found out he like was lying for some
Right.
reason about it, and they're like, dude, that's really fucking dumb. Like, come on. Okay, movie written.
Oh, you left out one other person I was glad to see is still living. Do you see Justin Long in there for about
Justin Long,
30 seconds?
I know, really cool. Like, nice little part for him. He looks our age, which he is. So,
Was he the
I guess there's
Gateway
that.
computer guy? Yes.
But that was his original.
Yes, that was just,
Yeah,
okay.
and he was in Waiting and like a
Right,
bunch of
yeah.
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Dodgeball, yeah, totally. Love Justin Long, by the way. Let's see. Written and directed by Zach Krieger. He also wrote and directed the movie Barbarian, which I actually, that is also on Max, and I have it in my list now, and I kind of want to watch it after watching this. So I'm probably going to do that. He has been a director and a writer like very recently. He is best known for being part of The Whitest Kids You Know, which is the sketch comedy
Dave
crew.
Foley. Was he
No,
in? No, that's a. What was Dave Foley? A
Kids Under the
Canadian. Kids
Stairs.
Under the Stairs,
Kids Under the
yes.
Stairs.
Why does Kids You Know?
Yeah, Whitest Kids You Know is, oh my God, what's his name? Trevor Moore, the guy who just died recently. He was sort of the spearhead of that group. But Zach Krieger, you know, sort of, and this movie was basically his baby. Like, he produced it. He did a lot of the music for it. Like, oversaw it. Like, he had the final edit of it. So he did basically everything on
I
this
saw
one.
something crazy that it was apparently this was like a feeding frenzy for movie companies
It
that
was.
wanted to make this and were just trying to throw money at them.
I have a story about that too. Do you have one?
All I know is that they gave him a budget of like $80 million and he essentially pocketed about 15, 10 to $15 million for his work on
It's
it.
less than that. So
Is it?
Warner Brothers offered 38 million and he took it like right away. But part of that is he got 10 million of it. And he was like, okay, I'll take 8 and then defer 2 to like back end sales. And so, like, you know, deals they do with Max or deals like, you know, re redistribution, that kind of shit, like DVD, Blu-ray sales, like he gets all that shit. Like, this is a fucking sweet deal. But also, part of that story is Jordan Peele and Universal apparently offered him 31 million. And obviously he turned it down and took more money. But this caused Jordan Peele to fire his managers, who had been like his managers for a really long time. So the fact that
Didn't
he
get
didn't get this
it.
movie caused him to fire his longtime managers and like business partners. Everybody wanted this movie.
What did this
Wild.
script look like to have all these
I
people
know.
fawning over it? Because watching the
I think
movie,
it was Barbarian. Like, I think Barbarian was one of those movies, and everybody's like, holy shit, this is crazy. And this guy did it himself. Like, if this is the next Jordan Peele, right? Like,
Please
this
no.
is
We don't
the
need
next.
any more
Well,
Jordan
no, but
Peeles.
the way they're
No
looking
more
at it,
up. Yeah, we're
the way
good.
they're looking at it is like, this guy came from comedy. Suddenly he's a horror filmmaker, and his movie was great. And it's gonna
Are they talking about Barbarian was great? All
Yes,
right,
and it's gonna make money because that's what they did with Peele. Like, the first movie, Get Out, was it, right? That was the first movie, right? That was
Yes.
big. It was huge. Everybody loved it. And then, you know, his follow-ups were not good, but, you know, everybody's like, okay, shit, we got a lightning in a bottle here. We gotta get this because this is making money. Which, by the way, budget 38 million, box office 268 for this movie. Like, Zach Krieger's not fucking going anywhere in terms of making horror movies and stuff. So,
I have said it before, I don't really like the horror genre. Like usually it's they try to just grow, they either try to like jump scare you and don't do too much with like story and stuff that doesn't make them entertaining to me.
Was this a horror movie? I kind of don't know that it was. Like,
Yeah, the
yeah,
plot
I
of it
think it
is,
was. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
and it's obviously trying to have some comedic undertones along with it.
There was, by the way, like, before we like actually get into the movie, there was one Trevor Moore nod that was in this movie, because apparently So Trevor Moore died under like weird circumstances. We're still don't know how he died or what, like he fell off of a like a second floor and landed and died, but we don't know like what led to that. It's kind of weird. I think people do know, but they're not telling us because it's probably, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to speculate, but he died and Krieger wrote this movie like in a response to that, basically. Like he died and started writing this movie. And the scene where Benedict Wong's character and his husband, boyfriend, I'm not sure,
Wanted
partner, yeah, partner, they're eating hot dogs. That is a sketch from Whitest Kids that Trevor Moore wrote. It's like involves eating a lot of hot dogs like that. And so, because I remember that scene happening and I'm just like, that is a hell of a fucking meal. Like they got like eight hot dogs that they're just gonna sit down and watch a like movie about like
Well,
or a show about mushrooms taking over ants and eating hot dogs. Like
All right,
what the
if you
fuck?
guys go buy a pack of hot dogs,
You're just gonna eat all of them?
are you piecemealing them out, or are you just cooking them all at once and then
All at
all
once.
at once? Yeah, so that makes sense. If I bought a pack of eight, I'm cooking eight.
It's been a while for me, I'll be honest. Like, I have not bought a pack of hot dogs in a long time. I'm buying brats. If I'm buying wieners, I'm buying brats.
Likes that girth.
Guy likes them thick, yeah.
Yeah,
Good old girth
goddamn.
master over here.
Goddamn right. I'm not wasting my time. I'm a grown up.
Jeez.
give me girth. But to your point, what I'd probably do is yes, cook them all. I would do a mix. I would do some dogs and I would do some hot dog mac and cheese. That's what I would do
Fair enough. Yeah.
because I'm sophisticated and
Classy, some would say.
because I make meals. You know what I mean? I make meals.
I can see you just like meal prepping for the week with just some mac and cheese and hot dogs. Like,
This guy gets it.
yeah.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Yep. I got my
Yeah.
Tupperware stacked up. This guy
Got my
gets
protein and my carbs.
it. Yeah. My protein for the week is like random parts of the pig that are put together in a
I
phallic.
drink enough water, the sodium doesn't
Yep.
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It offsets.
Flushes it right out.
Science. It's science, guys. You can't fucking argue with it. Okay, so to your point about Benedict Wong's character being named Marcus. So originally, when this movie was first cast, it was Pedro Pascal as Josh Brolin's character, Brian Tyree Henry played Benedict Wong character, which Marcus,
Marcus.
and so they just didn't change the name. Garner was in it. Let's see. Wait. Yeah, no, it was somebody else other than Garner too. I had not heard of her before, but like somebody else other than her. And then they the like labor dispute stuff happened, and when they came back, Pascal got the Fantastic Four movie, and so was no longer available to do this one, and they just same deal with everybody else, basically. They just recast pretty much everybody.
Did this movie require star power?
No.
No, I don't think so. I
Because
do
they're not in
think it
half of
helped.
it. They're
I
not in
do.
half of it,
I
at
think
least.
Brolin, I think Brolin, I, like I was thinking about that too, because I'm like, if Pedro Pascal had played that character, I don't think it would have been as good. Like I love Pedro Pascal, don't get me wrong, but like I think Josh Brolin as the dad who was like pissed off
Way
and
better. Yeah.
way better. Yes, like Brolin killed it in this movie. So no, but also kind of yeah, because I think I don't know that anybody would have played it better than Brolin. Like I think Garner could have been replaced by a lot of people probably. Like I think she was really good, don't get me wrong, but like I think she's pretty interchangeable. Like
I was just like, all right, you got Josh Brolin in this fucking low budget ass horror movie. He's in it for a third of the time. I don't need the two side stories of Paul and the druggie that takes 25 minutes each. You could have had that for the story take 2 minutes, and you could have got him to the house, because that's all the reason they were there
I don't
was to
agree.
be in the house.
I don't agree. I thought the homeless character dude, what's his name? James.
James,
I thought that was great. And I thought
It was
the
a
way
20-minute side arc, though, that this
it
movie is
wasn't,
like
it
2 hours.
wasn't though.
It
It
was.
wasn't though. Okay,
What's
dog,
up?
you need to get off my fucking microphone. Thank you. It wasn't though, because he was the first one who saw like Gladys in the wild, and freaked out, and he was the first one to go into the house and see all of the fucked up shit that was going on in there. He didn't care because he was like high on crack and trying to steal everything in there. But he was our introduction to what's actually happening in the house.
Yeah, but you could have taken him and Paul's little story arc and just put it to one, and it had to be 15 minutes and accomplish the same thing. Because again, all it was leading you to get to the house. That was the only purpose of them. But yeah, the whole Paul thing, and yeah, it just dragged. It dragged the movie on for me, right? Because that was right after you had the Josh Brolin one, where it was like starting to get interesting with Brolin, and then for me, it just
Where he
killed the moment.
draws the map.
Yeah, it really just killed the momentum of the movie for me for 30 minutes for those two stories.
I don't agree, man. I was like, I really was super riveted by the James part especially, and then I thought the Paul stuff was really interesting too. I don't know. I thought seeing, and I thought the way they showed the different scenes from different perspectives too, like the scene where Archer confronted Justine at the gas station, and like we saw the different angles of that scene, where it's like we saw Benedict Wong going crazy and running at him. We saw Archer's perspective. We saw Justine's perspective, and just how fucking crazy that went. So
Yeah, but
I don't know, man.
that was
I
like
like I like
that was like Gladys's
yeah.
more
Well, oh,
than
that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
and
she is
fucking.
one.
And so, by the way, Amy Madigan, like as Gladys, like that is. So I was trying to remember where I knew her from, because I recognize her face. Like, do you recognize what movie she was in?
No, she looks like someone else that I thought she was.
So she's in the worst baseball movie to ever be
Ooh, let's
made.
take a guess, King. The worst baseball movie.
Ever. I mean,
Summer Catch?
that's worse.
Back to the Minors.
Oh, no, definitely not Back to the
Keep
Minors.
going. The Natural. Keep going. You
No.
guys know the real answer.
Is it Field
I
of
don't.
Dreams?
It's fucking Field of Dreams. Yes. She's in Field of Dreams. That's where I recognized her from. Because I recognize her from the scene where like she's talking and then the girl falls off and chokes on the hot dogs. Speaking of hot dogs, like, yeah.
Hey yo.
Hey yo,
Ayo.
no. But
Glizzy Guzzler.
so she was like she was so I guess Krieger said she saved the movie, basically, is what he said.
That.
Yeah. Like her playing Gladys the way she did, and yeah, she was
And again,
crazy.
interesting choice by Krieger of you're giving me like in-depth background stuff on Paul and some on this druggie, but
Yeah,
we
but not
don't
her.
know anything about Gladys. Like, is she actually an aunt? Like the mom's aunt.
I think that's the point. Like,
It,
I think that's part of it, is he wanted her to be a mystery, right? 'Cause like,
well, that's dumb.
actually the aunt? Is she dying of cancer? Is she like a witch?
She's
Like, and she's been
clearly
around.
a voodoo slash witch,
She
one or the
has she
other.
has she been around for hundreds of years and is like feeding on people's energies to stay alive, or is she truly just dying of cancer and she discovered witchcraft and is like
Again, things I might have wanted to
just
know.
a quick aside. You listeners, all of us, do you say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
I'd say aunt as well, not aunt.
Because the girl said aunt the entire movie.
It's got to be a regional thing, right?
I would assume so.
No, you're right. The narrator said aunt, and it bugged me every time. It's it's is is
Bro,
that is that our Pacific Northwest accent?
100%
Oh
has to
shit. Shit, we
be.
have
Because
one, man. It's real.
I will say, like, auntie sometimes.
Auntie, it's not, I would not say auntie. I would say
Yeah,
auntie if I say that.
but yeah, like if my
I
kid's
say
going to my
auntie.
aunt's
You
house,
say auntie?
it's
I do.
aunt.
Yeah. I say, Annie up the fool. No, sorry.
MOP up in this
Yeah,
bitch.
my
MOP.
feet. That fool. Get him, get him, get him, get him.
How about the fucking, like, truly, the kids must have had so much fucking fun making this movie. Like, I was thinking about that. Like,
That kind of saved the movie for me, them chasing Gladys at the
chasing
end
Gladys
through
was
the.
It was like both awesome, like truly awesome. Like the kids running through fences, running through glass doors, like all jumping in unison through windows and shit was fucking cool.
The
And
girl in
also,
the girl in the pink outfit, that chick could fucking cut on a dime. She was right on her ass. I was like,
was
that
that a
little
requ is
ends
that a
that end run with
requirement?
her. Yeah,
Is that
that
a
end.
requirement with casting? Is you got to run like the 40 cone, 20
She's
yard
doing the cone
cone
drills.
drill?
Yeah, she's
Like,
out there. That's how they're testing kids on fucking cone drills. Yeah,
Jesus.
that like 30 seconds when it was just the little girl in the pink right on her ass cutting through. She I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
That is an athlete, totally. No, and then it was funny too because she's running. Gladys is running, and she's like, ah! Like suddenly she looks like an old lady, and everybody like imagine just being in one of those houses and like, the fuck, like some old lady being chased by 17 kids,
Yeah,
like.
the camera view of it was like in between, it was like two houses and it was just
Yeah.
like the little spot between them. And you see her run and then
Guy,
like
the
18
guy's
kids,
mowing the
17,
lawn and he
yeah,
stops. Oh.
17 kids are right on behind her.
It's brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah. And then like, you know, so they just literally rip her in pieces. Like I was thinking about that afterwards too. So, you know, Brolin goes up, grabs his kid, takes his kid away. His kid's like clearly zombified for a while, like his brain's like gone. But like I was thinking like the kids suddenly snap too, right? Like Brolin suddenly snapped too when she died. And imagine just like you've been in a haze for like a month plus, and then suddenly your brain comes back to you and that's what you see. Like you're covered in somebody's blood and you see a completely ripped apart old lady in front of you. It's like, holy shit. As if there's not enough trauma going around here. Yikes. I did like that though. Like
Again,
the.
they didn't really say anything. They're like, oh, some kids like started talking years later. But like, why does Brolin click to it and he's normal again?
Just because he wasn't out very long, probably.
I
Yeah,
guess. Yeah. Or
maybe.
the parents are both fucking vegetabled
Cumulatively.
up. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Parents were vegetabled up for a while. Yeah. Stays with another aunt now.
I will
Yeah.
say it, the because there was some like excessive gore, it would probably be listed as. It was fake enough that it wasn't like jarring at all.
Sure.
Like
The
they like literally like
headbutting.
ripped her face, like her j upper jaw off her face. And I was just, it was cartoon. A lot of it
Cartoony.
was oh,
Yeah.
extra cartoony more than like real violence.
Ooh, but they were edging towards it with Marcus headbutting his partner. Like, it's like,
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. That was. I have thought about that. Like, the practicality of that. Like, you headbutt somebody enough. Don't you get a
We
concussion at some
saw it
point?
when we saw it with
Like,
Nick Cage in Long Legs.
I know, but
Yeah.
don't you yourself get brain damage at some point? Because like the
I
skull you're
mean,
hitting is also hurt.
prolonged, but not immediate trauma.
Okay.
If you lower your head enough, yeah,
But
you're fine.
you're also going hardest part of the body is the top of the head.
Yeah.
You're hitting their face,
I mean, for
not
some of us.
well that
I mean,
oh hey yo,
Brian
whoa,
Dennehy taught me that in
pause.
Gladiator.
God damn. Okay. Speaking of Halloween, a sexual demon over here.
I told you that
God damn.
Sidney Sweeney fucking got to him.
Yeah,
Extra
man.
extra
You got a
extra
horny brain. I
extra
cannot.
crispy glizzy, baby.
Man, I wish I would have saw you on Saturday night on
Yeah.
Halloween. I know
Oh,
you were just
hey.
macking. Hey,
Crushing,
yo.
crushing.
Crushing that pee.
Are there any more like clubs in town that would do
Yeah,
like Halloween? Is there like, because there's no like Rodeo or
I think
Indigo
the
or
Bermuda Triangle still
still has
has like
some?
three places.
Still go to
Yeah.
Davis. Is that still a thing? Like,
Cowhead, isn't that one of them or some shit like
no, the
that?
Cowhead's gone for
Gone?
sure.
I think that
Yeah.
closed. Yeah.
I know
Okay.
John Henry's on Halloween.
I think
Ooh.
that's still there, right?
Hey, if you guys
It
like
moved, but
big titted goths,
I
that's
do.
where you should have been.
That's yes.
Damn, I made a mistake. I should
You
have gone
did.
there on
Yeah.
Friday. Damn. Okay, we got a couple minutes left here. Any more thoughts on this movie? So again, like wildly popular movie. like made a ton of money, really good ratings across the board. People like, again, it's going to be another bidding war for Krieger's next movie. So, yeah. Any other thoughts?
I'm just kind of glad that they're bringing Gladys's back.
Well, she was
It's been a
old.
minute.
She was old
I
at the time.
know, but I'm just saying they could have named her anything. But a Gladys, I kind of appreciate that.
Enos.
I'm with you. We had a Gladys, we had a Gladys and a Donna in this movie, and a Justine.
Justine.
Like, those are all old lady names, dude. Like,
I feel like Justine could come back, though.
definitely. Yeah.
I could see it. I could see it.
I guess that goes to your point, Brog. Was Gladys, has she been alive for 150 years? Like, when that name
Yeah.
was popular, like, is
So
she from the aughts?
I guess real quick. So Krieger gave her two options of what the character could be, and they were essentially that. It's like cancer patient, young, just trying to like learn witchcraft, whatever, or this ephemeral being who's like been around and has been doing this for years and years and years.
Love a good ephemeral
Right?
being.
Right? Thank you. I pulled
So
that out of my
good.
ass. That was all
So
me.
good.
Yep.
So,
And
so good.
she never told him which one she chose. And so he just, yeah, I know. That's a cool little tidbit. Okay. We got to grade this thing. We got like a minute for real, so we got to do it kind of quick. What should we do it out of?
It's out of 5 this week, because that's
Five
how
this
big your
week.
dick gets when you say ephemeral.
You're goddamn right. Five. Strong. I'm going
Not your
four.
max. It's not your max.
I'm going 4.5. Like, it
Also not your max.
thoroughly enjoyed this movie. 4.5.
That's cr I did not like this movie, like, almost at all. I'm giving this a 2.
Wow.
I did not enjoy it. Like, the very end with the kids kind of got me a little bit, but everything else, I thought it was slow. I don't care about these other characters. Didn't like it. What you
The
got?
kids at the end saved me 3.5.
3.5. So splitting the D. All right, fair enough. Wow, didn't like the movie at all. At
Letting
two.
that D
Yeah.
two inches on 2.1 inches on both sides for
That was
you.
a soft. That was a soft D too.
This is a mistake. This is a mistake.
Risky.
Nachos with no
Yeah.
liquid.
It was like crackers and guac, dude. This is a mistake.
Ooh.
But here we go.
You're gonna get piped out, bro.
You're telling me, dude.
You're gonna get oh, too dried out.
I'm gonna be a phlegmy mess here in
You're just
like a
gonna see
minute or
me.
two.
I'll sit here sipping my water too. I need it.
All right, here goes nothing.